Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to your host, Akeem L, on Hindsight Radio. Radio.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect that where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. It can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, Now it's time to wake up, because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
But it can be replicated. It is now.
Okay.
It is a science. It's a hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect, because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is, these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's a, you know, they're drug dealers. Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug, and it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right. This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story, and pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people die. That's business as usual.
Okay. How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically, stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself, because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you are having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take. That would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there was a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol. And guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? And I say, no, you have to change your consciousness, because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology.
This person asks, after many years of meditation and all the twists and turns of life, I'm now in the grip of intense fear and anxiety. It seems it was always there, only more intense now. Sitting with it, letting it be there, seems to make it grow. Well, fear, anxiety, which is a form of fear, very common. Some people have it, many have it in the background continuously. And I would say there's some degree of fear, even if you're not conscious of it. If you're totally identified with the egoic mind, you will have fear, if only in the background. And it may come out in other forms. It can express itself as anger. If you look at anger closely, you usually find hidden underneath the anger is a state of fear. So if there's fear, one important thing is to, of course, you need to direct your attention to it. You acknowledge that there's fear. The important question that arises is, are there any thought processes connected with the fear? In other words, what are the thoughts that your mind is producing while you're feeling the fear? Is it possible that certain thoughts that you think frequently or habitually produce the fear? Is it possible you project yourself into the next moment, into the future moment, excessively trying to control something that you have no control over? What's going to happen to me? Or project, or creating an imaginary scenario of loss that you might yet you might suffer. It's not happening now, but it might happen. And many things that the thought activity, excessive thought activity, often creates scenarios of things going wrong that are not happening now, may never happen, often probably will never happen. And even if they did happen, the actual situation would actually be easier to face than the imaginary situation in your mind, because there's nothing you can do, there's no action you can take to remedy an imaginary situation except to stop thinking it. But if an actual situation arises, you face it and you give it your attention, and then you take the action that you need to take. But an imaginary situation, you're totally at the mercy of it, so it only exists in your mind. So you need to see whether your mind is creating the fear by thinking fearful thoughts, by projecting itself into the future. And if that is the case, then you can see, oh, so I'm creating those because my body cannot tell the difference between an actual event that's happening outside and what my mind is producing. So when I'm thinking thought, my life situation is critical, if this is the basically what your thoughts are telling you, then your body believes that this is the actual truth, that you are being threatened at this very moment. The body doesn't know the difference, that the tiger isn't in the room. The threatening presence is your thoughts. The body reacts in the same way, whether there's a threat, an actual threat in the room, or your thoughts can create the same, even palpitations. You can shortness of breath because you're thinking fearful thoughts. You go at night. I had that for years. When awful state. It's insane. It's a disease, but. Nothing is happening, absolutely nothing. There's a quiet room, nothing. It's all happening in the mind. So if that's the case, see, okay, then you need to tackle the thoughts because they will cause the fear. And how do you tackle thoughts? It's by realizing the futility and the destructive nature of these thoughts and choosing to step out. And what do you do to step out? First, you don't believe your mind that tells you, no, you can't step out, you have to continue thinking. No, you step out and take a conscious breath or put your attention into the inner energy field of the body. A conscious choice to remove attention from thinking. And you may have to be really alert to do it. If you're immersed in a mind stream, it could even be that it's so powerful that you just cannot get out. It has such gravitational pull, it pulls you, but at least you know that this is what's happening. So you there's a state where you cannot help yourself yet, but at least there is the beginning of a disidentification from it when you know that this is what is happening. So there's a part of you that knows this is not totally real. This is the fear is being produced by my mind. In those early stages, you may not yet be able to step out of it. It may be so strong that you're still totally in the grip of it, but at least you know that you're in the grip of it. The worst thing is to be in the grip of it and not even knowing it, because you're so identified with it, it is absolutely real to you. So even to know that this is happening is already a step forward. And then perhaps after a while the energy exhausts itself a little bit of this, and then you can begin to say, okay, you will step out of thought, that those fearful thoughts, because they are creating suffering, and you take a conscious breath, and another, and then begin to feel the inner energy field of the body. It's like this huge burden is suddenly dropped away. And then you look around. This is a form of awakening out of complete identification with thinking. It is really is an awakening, and you can observe it in yourself, and you go, so nice. It's like a nightmare. You maybe everybody has experienced awakening from a nightmare and feeling such relief that you are in bed and it's safe. You go, and the same thing when you step out of fearful thought and become present. And then see, thought will then try to pull your attention back in. It can go, come this way. And then you might one little thought comes. Do you follow it or don't you follow it? If you follow it, that's just this.
All right, peace, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Truth Tuesday show with your host, Akeem L., here on Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation. I hope everybody's doing great. I'm doing awesome. Feel real good this week. We had a great webinar, seminar weekend. We did the nationality. Basically, kind of did my seminar on as a webinar. I went over all of the things that you need, the history, and I did the complete passport process. That was the first day. Then the next day, Brother Al came in and did the information on the trust. He did a very good job. He showed slides. He broke down why you need a trust and how it needs to be set up. It needs to be set up in that proper name, which is the upper and lower. First name, last name, or first, middle, last. I know we've been told, these other things. I was part of that, but when you do further studies, you start to realize what your proper name is. And I figured this out by reading the Bible. The proper name that they gave all of the characters. They didn't call them by their last name, first name. Call them by first name, last. Or just by that first name, upper and lower. Because I started reading the Bible and I noticed a theme that some places there was all cap and things, some places it was upper and lower. And you really see it if you get the 1611 King James Version of the Bible. When they're showing lineages in the beginning, one side of the lineages is all cap, and the other side of the lineages is upper and lower. Showing the two differences between the covenants. As the weeks go by, I'll be breaking that down further. But we talked about it somewhat in the seminar on Sunday. We went over that, But I'm going to touch on something. We talked about DBA. So I'm going to touch on something, a law that shows you, what they got in store for people who use a DBA. Before I get into that, I hope everybody's keeping their mind straight. You're not getting caught up in this, the hype of fear. It gets you worrying about COVID-19, coronavirus, and whether you're going to get sick or not. You know, if you're healthy, you're going to be fine. You know, if you do get the sniffles, you know, they, you know, it's well proven that they are now inflating the numbers. And I got an article I put in the chat about the ventilators, right from, coincidentally, the mainstream media that kind of reveals the truth of what is actually killing patients. Keep in mind, you know, outside of all of that, you have to work on your, somebody put in there, freedom is an inside job. I agree. It is. You have to work on you. Work on your freedom. Work on your knowledge base. First, spiritual, then everything else falls into place. That's one of the toughest things that I try to get people to understand. You know, they want to run around and they want to do this. I got to do this. I got to get this done. They want to run everywhere. Last place they want to run to is to their secret place and go into a prayer and in a visualization of what they want to happen in their life. That's what meditation is all about. This is why the Bible encouraged you, Christ encouraged you to go into the secret place. Because he said, there, I will give you what you want. Your needs will be met. But you have to put in that work. Not just the physical work, but it has to be a mindset change, a complete transformation. And you have to go in with the spirit of gratitude. Shoot, you got to be thankful for this whole pandemic thing. I'm thankful for the pandemic, you know, them revealing how corrupt they are, exposing to the world that they will lie to set you up to get you in a position where they can control you. I'm thankful for that because they made it very obvious. If it wasn't obvious before, it is extremely obvious now. Because people who are not usually paying attention are saying, wait a minute, hold up, this is some bull. This don't even sound right. But then they get into lulled into a false sense of security through their own past belief systems. You know, well, no, the government wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. Remember, this is the same government that tested people for injecting people with syphilis. This is the same country that allows millions of people to kill their own children legally. A year. Millions. You know, abortions worldwide is right about 11 million abortions. Now, just to touch on that a bit, I've always talked about you reap what you sow. What you put out, you get back. Good or bad. It doesn't choose how you, whether you do something good, you're going to get that back. You do something bad, you're going to get that back. So if people are casually destroying lives because it's inconvenient to have a child at this time for them through their own decision of having a sexual relationship before they were prepared to have a baby, so they make a decision on a life, what do you think is going to happen? So I'm going to have to check yourself. You know, have you really repented of that? That action that you've taken? That life that you've taken? But some people have done it. You know, I know quite a few people who, you know, did it, yeah, at least once. Because, you know, there was a situation where the father wasn't totally on board. You know? And then you're going, you don't know what it's like, you know. But, you know, I don't know what it's like. You're right. But at the end of the day, the end result of life is being snuffed out. A life that didn't have no control over your actions. So I'm going to leave that right there. You think on that. And same thing with the brothers, y'all, creating lives or not. Being responsible to those lives. you know, not just in a financial way, but a mental, spiritual way. Just being there. Some brothers out there doing that. So we get back what we put out. So when you start having problems out there, you're going to get it back. So when this government does all of these crazy things that they're doing, they're going to get that back. That's coming back. All of that corruptness they're doing, it's going to come back. It's going to fall. It's going to hit them right back in the face. And see, and as you can see, some of them just want to double down on their evil. But before we can check the government's evil, we have to check our own evil. Look at ourselves. Because they will not be able to get away with none of that if you don't allow it. We allow a lot of this stuff. We don't say anything. Whoa, you know, who dare questions what they do? It's more people not questioning what they do than there is people who are. And if more people stepped up to the plate and questioned, we probably would have a different scenario. You know, when people went out and protest, states opened up, and, you know, Florida opened up their beaches, and there's a few other states that started to open businesses, South Carolina, some of the businesses opened back up there. You know, so when you put your foot down and you do your own study and get an understanding of the situation yourself, I can myself, just by reading things, I can tell there's a bunch of bogus numbers out there simply because you're not doing autopsies. So that right there is going to give you a false reading. And when you understand how viruses really work, the number one way you can catch a virus is through sharing a toilet, a common toilet with someone. That's the number one way you catch viruses. Because why? Viruses are in us all the time. But you pass the viruses out through your waste. So when you flush the toilet, especially a public bathroom, with that high pressure flushing that it does, it sprays. And then you just inhaled all of that stuff from that toilet, that fecal matter. Yeah, you're using public bathroom. And if you could smell the fart, you just inhaled small particles of fecal matter. In your, yes, you can smell it, that gas. And that's how really a virus is transmitted. It's not transmitted the way they're saying, oh, 6 feet. Just by walking and breathing. No, it happens through those bodily fluids from waste most of the time. So most people are getting sick. That's why airports is like an incubator for viruses and all kinds of germs, because people, thousands of people are using these bathrooms, circulate through these public bathrooms, and a lot of them don't wash their hands. A lot of people walk in and walk right back out. You see? But, you know, when they want to give you a narrative, you know, especially they're getting $39,000 for ventilator use, $13,000 if they just code you as a COVID-19 patient, you test positive. Man, that's a lot of money going into their pocket. You know, and some people just don't have a conscience. They're just, oh, COVID-19, they have no feeling. But guess what? All of those people that participate in the death of people for profit or just simply because they didn't care, they're going to get that back. They're going to get paid back for that through their own demise or someone in their family, they're going to experience that. You know, a lot of us are receiving payback for things, good and bad, that we've done. The thing you're experiencing right now is kind of the reward of what you thought about and what you did in the past. You know, so if you feel like things are hard, you might want to look back. Change your thoughts, change the way you do things, and then that right there changes it. That's the repentance. Anyway, this will be a short show because I have to finish doctoring up this video from this weekend, edit and put you know, make it presentable. So I got to finish that up. But I wanted to, before I read, should you do a DBA, I'm going to read this article from, what is this, Business Insider. Yeah, pretty decent. You know, I put it in the chat. It says, 80% of New York City's coronavirus patients who are put on ventilators ultimately die. And some doctors are trying to stop using them. So they're saying 80% of people who get on it will most likely die. That's a high number of people. If something, if you're seeing that kind of numbers where people are dying 80%, that would say, hey, maybe this treatment is not effective. Why are we doing it? Where, you know, there's only a 20% survival rate. Now, coronavirus has a 97%, 98% survival rate. But you put them on a ventilator, that moves the needle drastically in the other direction, in a negative way. So let's read the article. Let's see what it says. Is it trying to use ventilators less frequently, as some areas have reported high death rates among coronavirus patients who were on them, the Associated Press reported on Wednesday. Ventilator machines used to bring oxygen into a person's lungs are typically used only for patients worse affected by respiratory diseases. Basically, they're saying that's a last resort when you put them on a ventilator. It really is, because there's so many side effects with ventilators. Experts have said that some 40% to 50% of patients with severe respiratory issues die while on ventilators, the AP reported. In New York City, officials have said at least 80% of coronavirus patients who were put on ventilators there ultimately died, the AP reported. New York State has the most confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in the U.S. Now, when this all was breaking out, that's all they talked about. We need ventilators, ventilators, ventilators. Like it was the saving grace for this whole thing. As you can see, it's not. So do you think someone knew that ventilator side effects would increase the death rates? I think someone knew that. There have also been reports of unusually high death rates among patients on ventilators elsewhere in the U.S. and in China and the U.K., the AP said. Putting a person on a ventilator is an extreme step saved for the worst affected patients who typically already have the highest chance of dying from respiratory failure. The higher death rate could be a result of this, as well as fact that there are so far no drugs approved to fight the coronavirus. Of course, they had to throw that little thing in there. Ventilators could be further harming coronavirus patients, some doctors say. Some doctors are also concerned that ventilators could be further harming certain coronavirus patients as the treatment is hard on the lungs, the AP reported. Dr. Tiffany Osborne, a critical care specialist at the Washington University School of Medicine, told NPR on April 1st that ventilators could actually damage a patient's lungs. The ventilator itself can do damage to the lung tissue based on how much pressure is required to help by the lungs, she said. Dr. Megan Hodzada, a pulmonary critical care doctor at New York's Hofstra Northwell School of Medicine, also told NPR that while ventilators work well for people with diseases like pneumonia, they don't necessarily also work for coronavirus patients. She said that most coronavirus patients in her hospital system who were put on a ventilator had not recovered. She added that the coronavirus does a lot more damage to the lungs and illness like the flu, as there is fluid and other toxic chemical cytokines. We call them raging throughout the lung tissue. So they're going to blame it on coronavirus instead of saying it's the ventilators. Yeah, so let me stop right there. Let's do a simple search. I'm going to do an organic search right from here. What are the side effects of ventilators? This is simple. You know, everybody can do this. Y'all can go to your computer and type it in and see what you come up with. Right at the top, you know, I haven't even clicked the link yet. It said, among the potential adverse physiologic effects of positive pressure ventilation are decreased cardiac output, unintended respiratory alkalosis, increased intracranial pressure, gastric distension, and impairment of hepatic and renal function. That's one of the things. That's look at some other data. It says one of the most serious and common risks of being on a ventilator is pneumonia. So you can get pneumonia from being on a ventilator, but that's supposed to fix the pneumonia problem too. Okay. The breathing tube that's put in your airway can allow bacteria to enter your lungs. As a result, you may develop ventilator-associated pneumonia, BAP. The breathing tube also makes it hard for you to cough. So this I read was from 2012. And this is from National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. So it's a government website. All right? So a ventilator can aggravate the situation. If you put too much pressure, you could collapse someone's lungs, basically pop it like a balloon. So I'm sure some people died from ventilator usage. I just wanted to share that with you. Now on to the major topic, and that is, as a national, should you be doing a DBA? I know this was like a long-standing teaching here. And that's one of those teachings I kind of took for granted. I kind of took the word up. I didn't really do any hard studying on it. It looked like it was right, and I went with it. So that's my fault because that's one of those things I agreed to. I contracted to agree with that. But I'm going to let y'all decide here. There's a law, 18 U.S.C. Code, Section 1342, fictitious name or address. Okay. It says who, for the purpose of conducting, promoting, or carrying on by means of the postal service, any scheme or device mentioned in Section 1341 of this title, or any other unlawful business uses or assumes, or request to be addressed by any fictitious, false, or assumed title, name or address, or name other than his own proper name, or takes on receives from any post office or authorized depository of mail matter, any letter, postal card, package, or other mail matter addressed to any such fictitious, false, or assumed title, name or address, or name other than his own proper name, shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 5 years or both. So this here is saying if you put any item in the mail in an assumed or fictitious title, it's a crime. Commercial side. Businesses are always mailing you bills in assumed names. All the time. They're assumed names, fictitious names. That is not the true name of the entity who's really running the show. Because most of these companies are doing DBAs because they have a trust in the background that is a DBA for the LLC or the corporation that they're running. So they're not really doing business in their proper name, right? With a mortgage, like mortgage is doing that all the time, right? So you have your mortgage or your note, but there's always an investor behind there. That hides behind what? A fictitious title, a fictitious corporation, right? Because why? How do you know this? If you've ever been through a foreclosure or witnessed a foreclosure, what happens? The actual person you've been paying the bill steps aside, and then some type of trust steps up and says, "Hey, this is mine. Suit. They owe me, but you never got a bill from that investor." At all. You got a bill from the servicer. You got a bill from, so they weren't doing business in their proper name. So when the servicer is sending you a bill, he's not doing business. You don't owe the servicer anything. That's not, he's doing business behind for the real entity. You know, we all know that that's a third party debt collector. But see, we never looked at it from this side of the law. Hey, they're using a fictitious name to do business. Now, the bigger question is, should you be using DBAs? Should you? You go back and listen to all the shows I've done on trust, you won't need a DBA. Why? Because you're doing business in trust. There's no need for a DBA. And if let's keep it real. All of us is putting a DBA. I've done a DBA. I got DBAs in, foul places. And it really hasn't done a whole lot for me other than I put it in a few cases and still had to fight, but it was really me challenging evidence that won the case. It wasn't the DBA that did everything. And I'm sure y'all have used these DBAs before. But the key word in that law was proper name. See, when you go to court, and listen to me carefully, they're addressing you with an all caps. That's not your proper name. When you go to the DMV, when you go and they send you your credential back, the first thing they ask you is your name proper? Is your address proper? And guess what you say? Yes. But it's not proper because it's in all caps. That's not your proper name. And you were supposed to dispute that right there on the spot. Wait a minute, that's not my proper name. Now, me, there's some people who have birth certificates with their name as an upper and lower. My name, my birth certificate is like that. So that name is proper. It became improper when an Social Security card was applied for and it came back with all caps. That was improper. Y'all hear me? I'm using words. Y'all need to be writing these words down. And be rest assured, you're going to start hearing shows on this now. From other people, but they listen, and everybody. I'm schooling them all. You know, I always like to stay in the background when I don't like to be the guy out there waving my flag. But for, fortunately, I've been put in that position where I got to go and show y'all. Listen, I just showed you a law that a DBA is not proper. You must do business only in your proper name. And guess what? A fiction can't do business with anyone in their proper format because they're improper. Improper can't do business with the proper. Or let's say it again. The public can't do business with the private. It's a proper name, it's private. Remember, we always said, public and private do not mix. This is another form of public and private right here. And this is why we're getting hung up, because we only going into court and saying, that's not me. And that's what we said, don't accept that. But no one really gave you specific remedy on how to address that all cap. We just, just say, such and such doing business as that. I've done that and got slammed a couple of times. I put it on paper. It worked better. But now, if I'm totally, y'all remember the show that I did where I showed you my case where they improperly named me. Now, so I know this was divine intervention. I never took a car into the shop to do business with them at all. But they said I took my car there to get fixed and wanted $1,000. And I had to shut it down. Now, they had the name all wrong. The name was improper, and I addressed it. Let's see. I'm going to play the clip again. And you can listen. What I want you to listen to is what the judge said. What I want you to listen to is what the judge said, because everything she said was right on point, and it was what she said. I told you they give y'all answers, because when she was talking to me, she had a big grin on her face. Let me find the case, and I'm going to play it. This is all kinds of – sometimes I do shows and realize later on how it ties in to something else. Here it is. I'm going to play it.
Your company versus a team Hakeem's barber, the name is spelled wrong on there. The alleged defendant. That's supposed to be, that name is spelled wrong. It's just
right,
say it
right.
I'm Hakeem Barber, yes.
They are here for
I noticed them. I did a motion to dismiss. It's A-K-I-E-M B-A-R-B-E-R. Yes. Hearing an unopposed motion, I noticed him. I filed a motion on November the 19th, mailed it to the plaintiff's attorney of record, I think it's Walter B. Tard. The motion is the court lacks jurisdiction over the subject matter, over the persons. Services process is wrong and insufficient service of process, and fails to state sufficient facts to state a claim. The plaintiff entered a complaint against Hakeem Barbera, which is not my name, never lived at that address ever. My son took notice, he gave me a call and told me about this, so I had to answer this. I've never been to this place of business to do any type of car repair work, and at the time this repair work was going on, I was in Charlotte handling a business matter in the bank. So I've never been to this place of business, so I think they have the wrong person for the complaint. Since this motion is unopposed and there are no facts sufficient to support this claim, I ask the court to dismiss this with prejudice.
So, do you own a BMW?
I own a BMW, but he's got BMW, no facts, no VIN number, anything like that. And I don't drive that vehicle.
Have you ever been to Phillips Auto?
Never. And just, can I add, when I got the complaint, I went up to the business and asked the owner, you know, because, this, you know, I asked him, I said, can you show me the footage of when I came into your place of business? And he said his attorney had all of that information. And if you look at the complaint, there's no exhibits, no sworn statements. It's just the attorney alleging just hearsay statements in the complaint.
What about this address on Lost
Legend? I own that home, but I haven't lived there since 2002. My ex-wife lives there.
So your son is named Javon.
My son's name is Javon Barber. That's why I had to answer it, because they put in a notice that they served at that address to my son.
Do you have a driver's license or ID?
Sure.
Now, that is not my current address. This is my current address. According to the DMV, I just never went and updated the record. This is my concealed weapons permit with the correct address. I understand.
Not you, but
right.
The topic that you're talking about, someone owes debt to Phillips.
Correct. I get that.
That would be proper in this court. I haven't made a determination whether the complaint sets forth a cause of action. It probably does, and I could check that, but it's not necessary.
Okay.
If you're not the right person, but right, lack of personal jurisdiction and evidently improper service process. Your motion granted.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Now, did you hear what she said? When they put on the paperwork, all caps, that's not the right person. That's not you. Now, remember, the definition of a person by law is what? A trust, corporation, or individual, and in some places, natural individual as well. They define a natural person as well. But I told y'all last week, see, each show builds on itself. Because last week I did a show on natural person is not even correct. That is still their jurisdiction. Because why? They define it in their law. So if you put on there such and such natural person for, you just put yourself in their jurisdiction. Old man and put on a new man, and I say, my proper name, Akeem Barber, new man in Christ or new man in the spirit, something to that effect. I gave y'all the what to say last week. I'm not going to do it again this week. Go back and listen. So that means paperwork has to be adjusted. Even when I did that answer, I there's stuff in there. I gotta I gotta do it differently when I'm coming in and addressing the court. I got to let them know who I am straight off the bat. My proper name. See, they didn't have my proper name. Now, why I said this was all divine intervention, because I never went to this business. Now I had to prepare a motion to dismiss, and I had no idea. Excuse me. I was eating some popcorn. Hold on a second. You know how that stuff get caught in your throat. So I had no idea that I would stumble upon some information about proper name. What is the proper name to use? You see, now I see you got to do a motion to dismiss right off the back. Hey, this is not my proper name. Now they got to rebut that. This is why they ask for ID, because they're looking for that all caps. I don't care what direction it is. Last name first name last. They're looking for that estate. See, people have said this and taught this, but they never gave y'all precise information about what it is. It's just the simple fact that it's in all caps that they want that. And if you, when you go get your information, from them, and they said, well, check to make sure your name's correct and all this, and you accepted as all caps, and you just accepted being a trustee. So all of that's got to, guess what? We got some work to do. We got to go back to all of these entities and correct that. And watch. They're going to, you're going to see all of the biters and the haters coming. They're going to start teaching it like they just, oh, yeah, you know, we got to do it. No one put together any paperwork addressing that. Guess what? I came got that already done. I did it last night. First off, you got to address me properly. Right? The judge wants you to address him properly, right? Your Honor, whatever. Stand up when he comes into the courtroom. Why can't you get addressed properly? See, we've just been looking at the spelling of the name, but not the how the name is styled. And to prove my point, when you go to the Avalon Project and you look up the first constitution of the of South Carolina, it says, forever this country shall be styled the state of South Carolina, upper and lower. Anything else is the corporation. We looked and saw it in other entities, but we never saw it in ourselves. Basically, we were pulling the straw out of their eye and not pulling the rat door out of ours to go undo that. Make sure they know what the proper name is. So when you go in there and say your name, a.k.a. all of these, you're accepting these, also known as. Do a DBA, you're accepting that contract. Can't accept those contracts anymore. You can't have nothing to do with the old man, the old woman. You got to be the new man or the new woman completely. Put on a new mind, the mind of Christ. It's very simple. But we made it complicated, myself included, because I had convoluted teaching. You see? So now I'm unconvoluting everything and simple. Now how are they going to answer that? So start getting your thinking caps on and start putting together your paperwork to address that. There you have it. 18 U.S.C. Section 1342 also read 1341, which is what they're saying, said, whoever having devised or intended to devise any scheme or artifice to defraud or by obtain, or, listen to this clip, or for obtaining money or property by means of false or fraudulent pretenses, representations or promises to sell, dispose, loan, exchange, alter, give away, see that word, loan, give away, distribute, supply, or furnish, or procure for unlawful use any counterfeit or spurious coin, isn't fiat, counterfeit. It's not lawful money. Obligation, security, or other article, or anything represented to be or intimated or held out to be such counterfeit or spurious article for the purpose of executing such scheme or artifice or attempting to do so. So to do places in any post office or authorized depository by mail matter, any matter or thing, whatever to be sent or delivered by the postal service, cause to be deposited any matter or thing, whatever to be sent or delivered by any private or commercial interstate carrier, or takes or receives therefrom any such matter or thing, or knowingly causes to be delivered by mail such carrier, according to the direction of thereon, or at the place at which it is directed to be delivered by the person to whom it is addressed. Any such matter or thing shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. If the violation occurs in relation to or involving any benefit authorized, transported, transmitted, transferred, dispersed, or paid in connection with or presidentially declared major disaster or emergency, or affects a financial institution, such person shall be fined not more than $1 million or imprisoned not more than 30 years or both. So the banks are doing this all the time. All the time. So, email me, hey, Akeem, you got a template for that? Nope, I don't have one just yet. It will be coming, and I'll let y'all know. So please don't email me. If you're listening to this show, just wait until I announce it. And that's it. That's all I had. Oh, for tonight. Now, I think that was a lot. We don't have to do a long show to get the information out there. I'll take a couple of calls, and let me go to 919-492. Hey.
Peace to the guy.
What's going on, man?
King, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Everything's great. Awesome.
Listen, beautiful show as always, man. Listen, for sure.
Thank you.
But you know what, King? Just like when you now listen, when I listen to your show, right, it always puts something in me. It always turn a light on for me, right? Like at the beginning of the show, you was talking about all the shortcomings, right? You know why we have the shortcomings and what makes it so hard for us? Listen, I already figured it out. It's because self-awareness. We taught everything, but we need to be taught that from the beginning. Then we'll have more faith in ourselves instead of putting faith somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying? But it's hard for me.
Yep.
It's hard for me, bro. And I know that is the reason, because the self-awareness part. And listen, it's so easy to try to find answers, you know what I'm saying, to your problems. But listen, it's all in that. You know what I'm saying? If you get the self-awareness, it'll be just like you. Like some people say, damn, how can you get it so easy? Because you done figured out the self-awareness part. When you figure out that, all the other shit will come naturally.
Right.
Like, it'll just be breathing to you. Like, you'll be like, whew, whew, whew. But it's so hard to get that part because we so far away from it. You know what I'm saying? We don't never get taught that. So it's more easier for me if I got the money to pay you to do it. You got it. You know what I'm saying? But if I just keep on grinding like I do everything else, it'll come. You know what I'm saying? But it's that is the hardest part, boy. And this, I figured it out. That's the truth. The self-awareness part. Just figuring out yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're too busy trying to do everything else. You're too busy trying to solve the things you think problems. But the problem is the self-awareness part. If you that, then all the other shit, it'll come like breathing. It'll come to us just like it come to you. You just figured it out. It's hard. That shit hard, bro.
You know what? I am so thankful that you got that, because that's it. That's all it is.
That's it. That's all it is.
It's what you are aware of. And the only way you're going to be aware of it, if you sit down and get quiet and recognize that everything you thought you knew, you don't know. And say, hey, I want the truth, and I'm going to start from scratch. Because you said it. You got to go back to the beginning and undo things. That's it. You had the you know what? I could tell right by that statement that you had a revelation.
Like I said, every time I listen, one of my affirmations is I forgive myself and set myself free. It's easy to say it, but it's so fucking hard to do it, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's hard because, listen, when you start looking at yourself, yo, it's always, yo, listen, because so much other things going on, you think the problem is the problem that you see. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got something to say, if you can't pay a bill or you got a case, that's the problem. But the problem really ain't that. The problem is you lacking the self-awareness to listen, don't keep worrying about the problem. You know it's there. Now concentrate on the solution. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Concentrate on that instead of keep looking back at the problem. The problem is already there. It's set in stone. So now you just got to worry about how to get over that fence.
I'm so happy for you, brother. You know, I'm going to tell you this. When we first met and you started doing business with me, you paid me to do stuff. But lately, you tried to give me money. I didn't even take it.
Right.
You know why I didn't take it? Because I saw that you were becoming aware. You were going to work for me. And all I had to do was say, give you the information, and you ran with it, and you did it. You started doing your own cases. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's what I want people to do. I want them to get to the point where they don't need me. You know why? Because if I got more people like me doing it, then you're going to affect some people I can't affect. You're going to bring some people I can't touch.
Right.
You know? I'm touching them, but I'm touching them through you. Am I really touching you? It's the divine mind, the mastermind that's touching you through me.
Right.
And that's all I'm trying to do. Get y'all to see y'all got the power to do it for yourself. All you got to do is always tell people, listen, you can try to do all the paperwork you want, but if you ain't got that connect to the spirit, you're not going to get, or that awareness, as you say, you're not going to do it. Ain't nothing going to work. You're going to be spinning your wheels in the mud.
Yeah, it's like, you know, anybody can put down something on paper, but if you don't even understand the paperwork you're doing and why you're doing it, it's kind of useless. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of useless. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, can they use that argument, not the right person with the credit? Yes. If they're sending that bill to you in all caps, it ain't you. That's not the proper person. Yes. If it ain't addressed right, the way you're supposed to be properly addressed, it's not you.
And listen, I think
you got to let them know.
What you're talking about now, that. You just, like I said, you always make my light bulb go off. It just kind of put me, you remember, I text you and told you when I got back. Then you say a letter. That letter directly addresses this certain point we're talking about tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you see your solution is so easy right now.
Exactly.
It's not complicated. It's not.
Right.
Like, you know what? Most of the answers are given in the shows, really. If people really have their ear open, they can see I'm giving them the answer. You know,
that's why most of the time I just sit back and
monetize
listen.
It and, you know, just all you got to do is go back and listen. I gave answers for every case out there, even foreclosure.
Right.
That whole proper name, even a foreclosure case. They got to get by that first. But see, so many people have complicated their case up to this point that you got to go back and undo all the messed up stuff to get to that point. But still, you got to also, you can undo, hey, you're not addressing me properly. Now, if that bill coming to you all cash, now I just got something in the mail for my whole ministry stuff. Guess why it came? It came in my proper name. It didn't come in all caps. But funny thing is, they put the address in all caps, but they did not put my name in all caps, came up and lower. They addressed me properly to the show over and over again till y'all get it. Till y'all get it. But, man, I appreciate you saying that because you got it now. You got the key to getting all information, awareness. It's that simple. It's not complicated. It only becomes complicated because you're getting distracted by other things. And you think those things have priority over your consciousness. Remember, everything is born from the consciousness, from the mind. You see? Somebody talking about what ID is used to prove all caps is not me. None. You ain't no ID you're going to. That birth certificate to do it, but that ID is not going to do it, meaning you got to go and address that. All right, let me – I must have lost. I lost him. He dropped off. Oh, my bad. I know he got quiet, but let's go to another call until he come back. 715-501.
Keem, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Keem. Marco.
Do I sound echoey or anything like that?
No, you sound fine. You sound good.
Okay, cool. Really good. Man, you bring in the heat, man. That is some awesome information. That could change, like, everything.
It's a game changer. It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Go ahead.
I mean, even the people, I'm going to say this, even the people that have gotten convicted of crimes, or whatever you want to say, they can get out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're not addressing the right issues. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Not me. It's properly placed on here.
Oh,
I'm
my
here.
God.
Not that.
You going to court because with that information, case closed again. You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Akeem, that's so awesome.
Now,
I didn't even bother thinking about that fictitious thing.
But also, on top of that, once you properly get the Fed to recognize your proper name.
That's another thing. Yep.
The way to do it, and I know how to do it. That's
mm-hmm.
that ain't nothing they can do.
Mm-mm.
See, this is why I told y'all to register your POA. Everybody that did their POA did it in their proper name.
I did that. I did that.
Yes. It's recorded now. Now,
oh,
but once
man.
We take it to the next higher level.
You can prove it that you own that name.
Right.
That you're the power of attorney over that name, that estate. And that your proper name
intellectual
is
property.
Mm-hmm,
your name
mm-hmm.
is intellectual property. Everything you
God.
Do is just your pictures, intellectual property.
Yep. And you own
and y'all
it.
Just
that's not their
you in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Your intellectual property is your name.
Wow. That's some dude. Man, these haters
now,
are gonna take this information and run with it, man.
And I'm deliberately being coded. And secretive
uh-huh.
about it.
Right.
If I properly go to the right place and put on the record my proper name, now I got
mm-hmm.
a number assigned to that showing
mm.
what my proper name is. Who can dispute me?
Mm-mm. Nobody. I know what you're talking about, too. Nobody.
Nobody. It's yours.
You're a genius, man. You're a genius.
It's yours.
Oh man, I can even go to the the IRS for this stuff too, because they put all that
mm-hmm.
shit in all caps. All
wow,
caps.
Who's using Postal Matter fraudulently?
Right, I see another IRS webinar on that one.
This is the whole nationality seminar.
Yeah.
When they open us back out and they let me do my seminars publicly again, I'm bringing the heat.
Oh my God, that is the heat. You're
the
bomb, man. You're a genius, dude.
Yeah, but
I don't want to take away, but people need to know the spiritual side again, and the flesh side, because otherwise they're not going to get this. They're not going to get it, and they're not going to understand it.
See, people have made he's doing it from the Bible. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah,
The Bible is where the answer I found. I found it in the Bible, and then when I found it in the Bible, somebody sent me information that came together that connected to exactly what I found in the Bible. It helped me understand the Bible more. So
even these lawyers, the judges, they do all that shit through the Bible themselves. So there's that connection.
Right.
Like, if they're doing it, why aren't we doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Right. They're doing the right thing. This is why they're winning all the time, because they're following the letter of the law.
Oh, I want to give you props too on the. I want to give you props too on that Book of Essenes, the Gospel of the Essenes. I got all four books, and I'm on the second book already. I'm like, wow, is that some powerful stuff too, man? That opened my eyes too.
They got a prescription in there, things that you can do. You read it. He said exactly what you can do. Yep.
It was crazy what they're talking about, the Ten Commandments, but it was like totally different, like every day, you know, and even about fasting, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, what they did was the laws were convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're written in the Bible, they're convoluted. And he actually said, why are you following that? That's dead man's rules.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Christ said.
They said have the heaven and the father and the mother, but the father's the heavens and the mother's the earth. They took that out.
They took that out. What they took out was the real Trinity, the true Trinity.
Right.
Everything has to have balance. You have the male and the female,
mm-hmm.
and then
energy.
From the male, female becomes the new idea, a.k.a. the child.
The son.
When God,
right.
When a new covenant had to be made, divine mind, God, as the Bible says, went to who? He went to the feminine. He went to Mary to bring about the new idea.
Yep.
He injected the new idea into her, and she delivered the new idea or the new covenant. You see?
And that's why we are.
At this other Trinity, when you were the real Trinity was right there in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
That's,
and
yeah,
when the Christ consciousness rose again, it was revealed to who first? The feminine. Energy first.
And I like how they say, too,
it
like...
It was revealed or birthed through the female again, through the spirit. Because they didn't believe the women. They thought it was crazy.
Yep.
You
see? They took the whole, they took the woman out and made her powerless.
Right.
You know?
They took her power out, her true power. Without the woman, there's no balance.
There's no
Without
balance.
The male,
yin
there's
yang.
No balance. They go together.
Right. Yeah, those
you
people
see?
That are listening, get that book. It's real good. It's real good information. Oh, hey, I want to tell you, too, I got a notification in my email about the
Oh, they cut. See, they be cutting people off. That's the second person they cut off. Yo, they tripping over here. I hope you get back on. Because, see, Greg didn't get back on. That's the same. He about to jump. That means I better cut it short. If he get back on, I'll try to get him back in. 704-396. 704-396. They're not ready. Let's move on. Somebody asked me about the POA being on my website. It's not on there. It won't be. It only is issued through my private group, private membership, or when I do webinars or seminars.
Man, they dropped me, man. They dropped me.
Yeah, they did that to Greg, too. I didn't realize it. They just cut
They're suckers.
He was about to talk.
They dropped me, man. I want to say that I got an email notification about organizing your estate, and I remember it was hard for us to find all that. And I got it for like $8, and I got it. So I was just that's all
it?
I wanted to say.
Good.
Yeah, I got the actual physical book. So, but yeah, that information is awesome, man. You know, you a genius, right, man, and I appreciate you, Akeem.
Thank you.
All right, man. Peace,
all right,
brother.
Thank you. Peace, bro. All right, let's go to 973573.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Peace. What's up? Yeah, I can hear you well.
I just had a quick question. I couldn't catch the seminar. Are you going to be selling that on your website from the weekend like you did with the...
I most likely I will be. Right now I'm editing it, putting it together. It should be ready in the next couple of days. I haven't determined the pricing. The pricing will be determined as soon as I get it done. All right?
Okay. All right.
But it will be, we will be selling it. All right?
Okay.
All right.
That was all.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. Well, that's it for me tonight. I told you I was going to be short, so I got work to do on this webinar that I did over the weekend. Me and the brother did. It was awesome. A lot of great energy. People coming through. The turnout was good. See, when you don't allow fear and outside conditions to dictate your inside conditions, everything goes well. You know, COVID-19, coronavirus shut down. My business is still going. I'm able to bring this information to you guys. A lot of great things has happened when you visualize what you want to happen, when you visualize the good that you want for yourself. Keep your mind focused on positive things. You know, one of my things I will not accept is poverty. You know, all of this. Living, you know, poor, that's not an acceptable lifestyle for me because I cannot do for myself or my family in poverty. And God doesn't want us in poverty either. He didn't create us to have an abundance. Be fruitful and become many. Have dominion means having dominion over your finances.
You know, some people believe being poor, as long as I believe in Christ, that's good. No, it's not. It's not good. Because that's not the truth. That's not what God said. God said, you're his children. You're an heir. This is all the Bible. It says it. You're an heir to the promise. You know, you sit here and suffer, can't pay bills. There's a lot of suffering going on there, and that's basically because people's mindset or their awareness is not on the truth. It's on false illusions that's been given to them through the television, things like that. You know? So, with that being said, on Thursday, we got the Divine Connection show with Tasia and Jessica. They've been doing an awesome job. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get on last week because I was tied up on a call. Most likely, I'll be participating with them on their show this coming Thursday. But support them. They're doing great. They're catching on to this stuff really good. And I think their website is up. I'm not sure. But pretty soon you guys are going to be getting consultation with them. They'll be showing you how to do things. And I know you ladies, I don't like talking to us men. Now y'all have some females y'all can talk to. All right. I'm trying to. Oh, here we go. All right. Peace. And have a great, prosperous, healthy, wealthy life.
You think you know how the world works? You think that this material universe is all there is? But what if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
What the? This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything has to.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Can only make us stronger. How long I've been on ya?
I need you right now.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my Black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace it. Especially in my pastel on my base shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. That's how long I've been on ya.
I need you right now. I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping this drink, got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Been on ya, the prince was on Apollonia, since OJ had
like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it all the better, faster, stronger.
Radio.